Yeah, it's been good, and working through the dynamic of playing the Falcons, and so far so good.
Jim, when you were talking about that, that was Kaepernick specifically, was that a reference to the read option that he was really thinking that part of it, or was it
the whole picture? The whole picture as it stood at that point. I think what I'm referring to there is that as a quarterback and you throw an interception in a game, there's just a tendency the next time to double check things. You know, you're double checking and then double checking, and that's not the way to do it. You know, that's not the way you want to do it. So, you know, you want him to be trusting what he sees and cut it loose. And I think he's shown a rare ability to not do that, to not have to double check. I don't know for sure.
Is that his desire to make a bounce back play or just to forget the previous play altogether?
I'm not making any statement like I know, you know, how to do it or not do it. I'm just observing that he seems to have a rare ability to bounce back.
You didn't have to coach him to do that Saturday night.
No.
Jim, a lot of attention suddenly on Colin cover Sports Illustrated TV guys.
Uh-huh.
Do you think it'll affect him at all?
No, and you don't want it to. And just for our whole team in general, I mean, you know, we feel good about what we've accomplished, but that doesn't change what we need to accomplish. You know? So, I mean, it's like Tim winning the California Sports Writer of the Year award. You know, it's a nice award. You put it up on your wall, says something nice about Tim, but doesn't affect what he has to do next, right? He's got to win the next game. So that's where we stand. Our job is to win the next game. No, I don't see why they would have to handle it differently than who. Yeah. No, I think they're... Yes, I think Colin does a great job of continuing in his humility. Well, there's no team you're going to play at this point that's not dangerous. You know, so you could talk a lot about how good the Falcons are, you know, why they are where they are. But it's pretty thorough, you know, offensively, defensively, special teams, coaching, talent.
Jim, I don't know if you say the Falcons' penalty numbers probably have, but they're kind of amazingly low for penalties and
yards, and I'm just wondering what you think that says about them as a team, you know, if you can make any generalizations when you see that. The generalization would be as a well-coached, disciplined football team.
The flip side of that is you guys, for all your success this year, you have had some penalties. Is that just a byproduct of aggressive play and something you can live with, or are there
every
times when you're not happy with
the number? No, I'm not never happy with penalties.
Did you say something to Colin about his taunting?
Just Colin specifically? No, I didn't talk to Colin about that. Well, yeah, we did have a discussion.
What was your feeling about that?
In my opinion, it was a ticky-tack.
Did
Didn't see it as a taunting penalty.
Jim, did Justin Smith a couple days before the game, now is he close to 100%? Was there any backsliding because of going through the game?
I don't know about 100% or 90% or 95%, but you know, somewhere in there.
He didn't have any step back because he was.
No, said he felt good next day. He was in a great mood and ate a real big lunch and was real upbeat after the day after the game.
Jimmy, can you characterize one thing that's different about this year's team heading into the final game versus the team last year? What would that be?
I can't think of what that would be.
Jim, with all the, you know, the cover of the magazines and everybody now calling you guys a Super Bowl favorite, do you have the board off ready to be soft a little bit, or is this, team not letting that affect them at all?
We have to understand that the next game is the most important game on the schedule and doesn't affect, you know, people are saying good things about you, what you need to do. So, you know, our advice has always been people are saying nice things about you, kick them on the shins and get back to work.
Are you uncomfortable that people are saying nice things?
Comfort or uncomfort is not a word you really use in football, you know. Determined, focused on what we need to do to make our meetings the best of the season today, you know, to make our practice the best Wednesday practice that we've had all season. And that'll be our hope. That'll be our expectation.
You guys were 1-2 and go. I know it's different quarterbacks, different situations. Is that stat meaningful going into Georgia?
I think the wins, the losses statistic is the most important one, the most meaningful one.
Were there issues with the dome in particular in those losses?
You know, there's definitely things that we're working on to try to improve, you know, to be a better team in that regard. So hopefully we can be better this time than we were the last and learn from what mistakes that we did make. Yeah, just different issues that you're always striving to get 1% better anywhere you can, and you know, I think that's a place that we are concentrating on.
The Falcons did a good job of shutting down Marshawn Lynch. Is there anything about their run defense from Sunday that stuck out to you?
Yeah, it was very effective. Thought they had an outstanding plan. Probably won't go into it much more than that, but.
Possible
similar opportunities for Vernon in this game, or is it completely different styles of offense? Well, I see opportunities. You know, if we play well and we prepare well, but you know, as to what we think will work or what won't work, you know, we would be foolish to talk about that.
Couple more. Collins acknowledged having a chip on his shoulder, you know, getting back to high school for the draft. Did you notice that during your draft process when you were talking to him up in Reno that this guy had felt like he had something to prove?
I didn't notice any chip on his shoulder, no.
Do you like that in him? Do you like that quality in him? He sort of picked up against all odds on his chest. He feels like he has something to prove.
I noticed that with all our players that they have something to prove, and we feel that way as a team. That doesn't, I'm not making a chip on any shoulder analogy. Just, I mean, it's just a desire to improve, you know, desire to get better, and you know, be the best possible player you can be or the best possible team you can be. That's what I noticed.
Last question, guys.
The little placards above everybody's locker with their high school ranking and all that. What was the purpose of that?
Everything doesn't need a purpose. You know, it was a fun thing. Justin, myself, Ricky Jean, and Frank were having a meal and just started talking about high school recruitment and stars and, you know, what they weighed at that time. And Ray McDonald was in there as well. And then one of the fellows pulled up a picture of the scout of, I think it was Ray. And from there, that was born the idea, let's do one for everybody. And then, huh? They didn't have the internet back in 1982 that I'm aware of. But, yeah, and I think as far as the, you know, what it means something different to the beholder, you know, that's looking at it. You know, to me, as I look through every single picture and of every single guy, I was moved by the eyes. You know, it's always in the eyes. They're cheerful and undefeated. And it was nice to put those photos up.
All right, Scott, how many stars are you?
Again, you know, and I think in my day I was a fantastic player, but for some reason just people couldn't see it. You know, the college scouts and the scribes and pundits just for some reason did not see it.
All right, guys.